Blog Talk Radio.
We research the topics that we're talking about on today's show. And today we're going to be talking about how to show your appreciation. We have in our upcoming book, The Heart of the Fight, 15 Common Fights. No, it's a couple's guide to 15 Common Fights, what they really mean and how to use them to bring you closer together. We have the rules of engagement. And the first rule of engagement is accentuate the positive. It's not just some moral imperative. It's not just, you know, what nice people are supposed to do. Accentuating the positive helps you actually develop more and more neural pathways for cooperation, getting along together, and building a strong enough relationship so that when you have conflict, you can be more resilient in that conflict. And so often employees say, or coworkers say, I just don't feel appreciated. Of course, your spouse would never say that. You have no idea how hard I work in our relationships at work. Well, sometimes the way to show your appreciation, the way your partner perceives appreciation, can be vastly different. This is really, really an important one. Early on in our marriage, Judith would say things that she liked. They weren't the things about me that I valued. So they didn't mean much to me. We want appreciation to be a bullseye in what matters to us. I think one of the biggest appreciations I ever had was when somebody said how loving they thought I was, and I just burst out crying. And they said, well, what's the matter? I said, well, my mother used to tell me that I couldn't love because I was critical. And so that was a thing that went way deep, way far for me. And so that had deep meaning to me. So that acknowledgement was an affirmation of stuff that I had worked on for a long time. It's not about roses. It's not about flowers, candy, romantic poems. It's about the here and now. It's about, when I see you, do I really see you? Do I really talk to you? Am I really interested in you? We just had our men's basic training last weekend, and we had a bunch of the guys in for our year of transformation graduation last night and our follow-up to the men's basic. And one of the guys was telling my wife how much he appreciated the basic and how much he was looking forward to starting the year of transformation. And she said, how so? And he said, I'm really listening to you now. I didn't used to listen to people. I used to have my next idea, my next agenda, my next thought running through my head. And I'm enjoying being with you. Boy, was that a compliment to Judith. She was thrilled about that. So even saying I appreciate you at the right moment, it can be very valuable. At the right moment, if you're showing gratitude, it can be very, very valuable. So you need to understand your partner's personality style to really hit bullseyes. If your partner is what we call a regulator, they're going to have one thing. If they're an energizer, they're going to want something else. They're going to want to be appreciated. A regulator is not going to think much of the appreciation. They're going to think more that you're working on a goal with them. And a cooperator wants to know that they matter. And an analyzer wants to know that they're accurate, that they're doing a good job. Now, it varies from person to person. There's no black and white. But the point here is that different people have different sweet spots where they want and need that appreciation. And if you really are going to hit a bullseye, maybe you'll hit an appreciation like the example I gave of me where somebody hasn't even thought about it because they don't think of themselves as good at it. They've been working on it for a very long time. So you want to know your partner's personality style, also where they need to develop. So we know that cooperators like to see things work well together. They'd like to know that they matter, that they're an important part of the team. Everybody wants to know that, but it means a lot to them. The energizer wants a little bit more personal appreciation, whereas the regulator wants you just to buckle down and get things done and stop throwing the sugar around. And the analyzer is immune to it very often. In extreme, remember there's no black and white in personalities. In extreme, they really just want to know they hadn't made mistakes because that's what they live their life worrying about. So let's talk about this and apply it. I gave you an example with myself. But let me talk about my wife, Judith, because I was raised a firstborn son. And even though verbal appreciation wasn't something easy for me to take, I'm a dyed-in-the-wool regulator, let's just get the job done. I'm still, after all the years of work I've done, more comfortable getting a job done than dealing with the straight emotional stuff, although I can shift gears to do that. Well, Judith, on the other hand, is an extremely high performer, and Judith works like crazy to do a great job. Our publicist wrote rave reviews of Judith's work. She was just on a video with the Wall Street Journal, and the publicist was thrilled and wanted to show the video around to different stations because Judith was so good. It was 6 or 8 minutes. It was an unusually long TV show, but Judith knows that TV shows are often 2 minutes. 3 minutes can be long. And so she prepares. I've known Judith to prepare 6 or 8 hours for a 2-minute snippet. And she looks very natural and very much flowing. But she came back, and when she was in New York, I reviewed the video. I was very impressed, and I told her it was a nice job. That hurt her feelings. When she came back, she let me know that she was afraid I didn't think it was a good job. Because she wants to please. She's an energizer cooperator. And I had, being a regulator, I had not been appreciative enough. And when you think about how raw she is, how much she prepares for that, my response was not sufficient. And so I have since attempted to correct my ways with that. So it's really critical. Now, there are other people that just don't hear your compliments. They take them for granted. I had someone tell me the other day that she was angry at me and that I didn't show enough appreciation. I started doing an inventory. In this case, I may not be doing it in the right place. I may not be hitting bullseyes. But on a shotgun style, I'm really pretty well doing it. So this is one I'm going to have to work at. So, and I obviously don't fully understand this person's sweet spot, this person's bullseyes, and I'm going to have to work on it. Because it isn't what she told me. It isn't that I don't show appreciation. It isn't that I don't verbalize it. It's that I haven't hit her bullseyes. So I managed to miss Judith's bullseye when she was in New York feeling raw and alone and vulnerable doing a TV show. So I had a lot of bullseyes to hit by the time she got back. So we want to learn to hit each other's bullseyes because as we do this, we are helping each other develop. And what a cool adventure. To really get to know somebody, to really get to know where their hungers are, where their hurts are. First of all, we get to know their personality, then we get to know their story, then we get to play a role in their rematrixing. and them developing greater self-esteem and greater self-appreciation. So we'd love to have you join us in October. We're going to have an event that says, Get What You Want, Three Keys to Success. Our Chief Vision Realization and Operations Officer, Barb Burgess, is going to be leading that. Our next caller, our first caller, is Khalil. He says, what practices can man take to be more expressive of his desire for his partner in the relationship? Well, I've given you a little example so far, Khalil. Talk to me.
Bob, it's good to be here, and I can totally resonate with the men's basic comment. I've just taken away so much. I've got goosebumps on my body, and that means it's the truth. And what I realized is that with this bullseye talk, I'm sitting here taking notes, and with this bullseye talk, I realize, as you're saying it, what her bullseyes are. As I'm, you know, she wants me to be more expressive. She wants me to empathize with her. She wants me to really see her in all the ways that she wants to be seen. And I want just, as I get to know her more, to really be able to recognize these things. And I think, like you said, it's about the moment, being in the moment. That second, yeah. You know, right now, with her, and she's done a lot of work at Wright, and you know, so she's very in tune with these things, and I feel like I'm just getting started, and so I'm actually getting my voice back after this weekend just now, so
yeah.
Bear with me, but you know, I'd like some practical tips on recognizing those wants and those needs, and that's I think involves being in the moment with her. And also, not just recognizing, but take it to the next level and, okay, so she wants more expression. She wants more to see her. What are some practical things that I could do to sort of jumpstart that?
Practice. It's just like any riflery or archery or target sport. Practice and see when you hit the bullseyes. You've already started figuring it out. You've figured out that she wants you to be more expressive. Now you get to have the joy of looking for those bullseyes. And that's the journey. That's the adventure to go for it. You know, there was a book about sexual satisfaction. I think it was called The G-Spot or whatever the heck it was back in the 1970s. And it was about finding those places on a person's body that bring the greatest pleasure. Well, we're now talking about the emotional, maybe it's the E spot, where you want to start working on that point where you two have the greatest emotional connection, because it's a thrill for you, too.
Absolutely.
You feel better when you hit the bullseye. And so the point is to enjoy your target practice and to really look objectively at the targets after you've been shooting.
Okay.
And you're doing it. You answered your own question when you started.
Yeah, well, you actually led me to the thought process to get to that answer. So that's very good. I appreciate that.
Thanks a lot.
Anything else you have for me?
Yeah, no. Here's to the two of you having just the greatest connection, where she can lead you into her world and you can lead her into your world, and the two of you can have a never-ending adventure.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Khalil.
All right.
So that is so great. Khalil already had his answer. He was working on it. Our second caller is Joe. He says, I feel afraid to open up and share the appreciation with a girlfriend because she can be hurtful when we're arguing. What does one have to do with the other, Joe?
Well, thanks, Bob. I also enjoyed the introduction, by the way, and related to a lot of things you'd said. So, you know, I guess it's a bind because I'm, you know, like when I, you know, there's areas of my life when I feel pretty, like, you know, not competent in yet, around, you know, career and just productivity throughout the day. I find myself like just not trusting to open up with my girlfriend. I guess the bind is like I need to open up with her, but she also has historically, when we get in arguments, has had the power to like just come down on me and like, you know, just make total like criticize me brutally around the areas where I am not strong. And so it's like, for that same reason, I don't want to open up to her, because it's like she's the same person who can just pierce me when we're fighting.
Hang on. First of all, are you man enough to say ouch?
Yeah, maybe, I am, but that doesn't stop her.
Maybe she overdoes the criticism because she's trying to get to you and you're not letting her know that she's getting to you.
Uh-huh. Okay. Because I'm laughing because it's like, oh, man, now I guess I'm
maybe
here
she,
to say
maybe
I support
she,
Megan.
Maybe she tries to get to you because you're starving her emotionally.
Huh.
What would it be like if she were well-nourished? If you were hitting consistent emotional bullseyes with her?
But when you say when she's nourished, it's like because I'm more open with her. I'm more vulnerable. That's her getting nourishment is what I hear you saying.
Happy people are not attacking people.
Yeah.
She tends to attack... Oh, I'm not interested in her, dude. Tell me, is she well-nourished by you?
No.
Call back
she's
when
nourished.
You can tell me. Well, call back when you can tell me that she's the best nourished woman you know.
Okay.
Because you're absolutely dedicated to her affirmation and appreciation.
Okay.
And then let me know how things go.
Okay.
You guys are in a Mexican standoff. Who's going to be sweet to the other first? Who's going to open him or herself up to the other first? Who's going to really make the commitment? And right now you're both too hungry, and you aren't giving her the satisfaction of knowing she's hurting you and getting to you in some way. And you're not willing to give her what you want because you're punishing her.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I hear you, and I just feel sad because it's a whole other side to our argument that I'm just like, I don't want to go over there. You know,
hey,
but I see the place for it.
A starving dog will probably rip at a dog food can with its teeth to try and get some nourishment out of it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, I've heard you say that to me before.
Call me back when you know that she's the best nourished woman you know.
Okay. Okay.
Go get him, Joe. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bob.
You know, it's interesting that the pissing matches we get into. The first 10 years of marriage, according to some researchers who have looked at 30-year-plus marriages where people are best friends and adore each other, and the first 10 years were a control struggle. And part of that control is going to see who really opens themselves up to give themselves to the other. And the control is about withholding ourselves, being afraid we're not going to get what we want, reliving limited childhood scripts, power and control. Are you willing to give the power to your partner? If your partner is not trustworthy for that power, I hope you're still listening, Joe. If your partner's not trustworthy, that's another issue, and you need to discuss that and negotiate that and deal with that. And there are times to stand up and refuse to take it. But today we're talking about accentuating the positive, how to show appreciation. I'm not talking about how to resolve power and control struggles today. I'm not talking about some of the other skills that would have been relevant to Joe. I probably should have been nicer to him. I think I kind of was tough on him. But if he wants the joy, he's going to have to pay the price. So thank you for joining us. This podcast is about bringing out your best and energizing your life. and being a contribution to your world, because you are our investment in the future of a world that works for everybody. We're here to help you have your world work so you have more courage to say the hard things wherever you are, to do the difficult things, to do the things that need to happen to bring in greater integrity. The word integrity means wholeness. And how can we have real integrity till all of humanity is being fed, getting medical care, and getting education? And you, bringing rational systems to wherever you are our contribution to that eventuality. October 28th, Barb Burgess will be hosting this two-hour seminar on how to get what you want, three keys to success. Barb is absolutely inspirational daily to me. She runs our operations, but more importantly, she's our chief vision realization officer, as I said at the beginning. She holds our vision. And so here's to a vision for you. You can find out more about us helping you with your vision. You can sign up for the event at seievent.com. That's seievent.com. We'd love to have you join Barb. We'd love to have you check us out at www.rightliving.com. Thank you for joining us. Go out, bring out your best, and bring out the best in the world around you. Goodbye.